Snow is big business in America. Ski resorts generate close to $5 billion a year in revenue, but the sport has become so popular that going skiing now can mean hours of traffic gridlock. Utah has a plan to fix that. They want to build the world's longest gondola linking Salt Lake City to two of its most famous resorts. As NPR's Kirk Sigler reports, there's plenty of skepticism.
People come from all around the world to ski Utah's Little Cottonwood Canyon and its bucket list resort, Alta, a fixture in skiing lore since 1939.
Oh my gosh, the train here is just absolutely massive.
Kate Rath and Ali Scheifele are standing on Alta's razor-thin high traverse, about to plunge down the steep and deep Greeley Bowl.
We're both ripping some new skis today, and we're actually very pleased.
These high alpine peaks and cliffs often get the deepest snow in the world. This winter, no exception. Not even 10 miles up from the Salt Lake Valley, and you're in this little powder Narnia. The getting is good, assuming you can easily get up here. Some 5,000 feet below, at the bottom of the canyon, what locals call the Red Snake is forming, Utah's unofficial state animal, named for the seemingly endless line of thousands of red taillights idling along Route 210.
Where we live, we couldn't get out onto the street. It was totally packed. Everybody and their brother was trying to get up here.
Skier Kurt Reicheld and his buddy Brian Cardello sometimes just give up and don't even try to get to Alta on a big powder day or a busy weekend anymore.
There's just too many people. And it's not here, it's everywhere.
Cardello blames discount season passes like the Icon and Epic that now allow skiers to bounce more easily from one resort to another and chase the best snow between states.
We take the bus on a daily basis, and while we're waiting for the bus, we see so many cars with single drivers. I mean, nobody's carpooling.
And Utah's normally efficient public bus system is currently hobbled due to a reported driver shortage, so more people are getting stuck in their cars. Sometimes it can take 3 hours just to travel the 8 miles of winding two-lane highway up the mountain. The state has to close the highway a lot, too, due to avalanches.
I hate the traffic.
Skiers are angry, and tourism boosters are worried. Seemingly gone are the days of boasting that you could land at Salt Lake International and be on the slopes within an hour. In the last 20 years, the number of skiers at Utah resorts has nearly doubled. Mike Mon is Alta's GM.
We have the same infrastructure, the same road that we had 20 years ago.
And in a state that relies heavily on ski tourism, there's pressure to fix the mess in the canyon. But the Utah Department of Transportation isn't talking about widening the road. They want to build a massive gondola. To do that, you'd string a cable on towers 260 feet above the road, and under the plan, cabins holding 35 skiers each would come along every 2 minutes.
So when the road surface becomes slick, the gondola is going to travel at a constant speed. It's not going to slow down because it's snowing.
Gondola backers like Mon say you could move just as many skiers up here in an hour as you could cars if the road was ever free of traffic. Estimated cost, $550 million.
It is a big idea. You know, it'd be the longest, I think, gondola in the world.
But it's clear building a massive new piece of infrastructure in a polarized America today won't be easy, even though the state has already preliminarily approved a plan to do it. So far, there's been a lot of local opposition. Matt Palmer was getting in his car after some backcountry dawn patrol laps early one morning at a park and ride at the mouth of the canyon. Buses no longer stop here.
I see it as a revenue builder and as a little gold star for the government to say we put this gondola in and we've brought in even more tourists.
And so far, the local Salt Lake City and county governments have passed resolutions against the gondola. County Councilman Jim Bradley, a longtime environmentalist, is pushing the state to improve its existing bus service and add tolling and tighter traction controls. He says that's more practical and sustainable.
We don't know how long this snow is going to be in our Wasatch Hills. You know, with climate change, which is real, we could have good days and bad, good years and bad years, and we may not need the capacity that they claim a gondola could provide.
Gondola opponents say building it would be like making a highway with only two off-ramps to two private ski resorts. At Alta, GM Mike Mon knows the gondola would help his resort, but he says there's a clear public benefit as well. A gondola would move more people and be a lot cleaner than what we have now, idling traffic.
It's like any other public works throughout the nation, whether it's a bike trail in some rural community or a tunnel somewhere. Only certain people use those public improvements, but they're paid for by everybody.
Mon says ALTA has been pushing for more buses for years. A new parking reservation system has helped crowd control some, but not enough. The state's final decision on the gondola is expected later this winter. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Salt Lake City.